Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY News from Philadelphia. Governor Josh Shapiro has unveiled his housing action plan to build more homes across the state with affordability in mind. More from WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky.
Standing inside the newly renovated tower at Henry in East Falls, Shapiro outlined a long-term strategy to address what he called a growing housing shortage. The plan includes a proposed $1 billion infrastructure fund to support housing construction, new renter protections, and zoning reforms designed to cut red tape and speed up development.
This beautifully redone apartment building, well, this represents the kind of progress we want to make all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. An abandoned building, you heard before, that sat dormant for way too long, turned into 173 apartments.
The administration says without action, Pennsylvania could face a shortage of 185,000 homes by 2035. The plan will require an act of the legislature and buy-in from Senate Republicans who have balked at the governor's proposed overall budgetary spending. Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY News.
Our news partner 6ABC reports the Falls Bridge and portion of Kelly Drive and Ridge Avenue in Philadelphia's East Falls neighborhood are closed this morning as crews work to extinguish a train fire nearby. Officials say the fire began Thursday afternoon on a rail car across the Schuylkill River in Winfield. Firefighters have worked to extinguish hot spots on the train using water from hydrants in East Falls and taking hoses across the East Falls Bridge. Checking sports, it's the NBA All-Star Weekend in Los Angeles with Tyrese Maxey and Vijay Edgecombe of the Sixers representing their team. And also we're in that break for hockey, so no local pros, hockey and basketball for a little bit now. We'll have some sunshine today, a high of 37 degrees in Philadelphia, along with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, the wind slowed down. We'll have clear skies to start, then some clouds overnight and a low of 24. It's 25 right now. Now 28 degrees. It's morning.